UAE rolls out new music licensing fees for businesses starting December 2026. A new framework for commercial music use. The UAE Ministry of Economy and Tourism has recently issued a new framework that requires businesses that play music commercially to obtain a license and pay a fee for it annually. This was announced through the Collective Management in Music Guide, and it was formalized under Ministerial Resolution No. 136 of 2026. The new system will be effective starting the 1st of December 2026, and it basically brings the UAE in line with other international standards that are already applied in markets like the US, UK, and Australia. This framework is part of the UAE's wider intellectual property structure, and it operates under Federal Decree Law No. 38 of 2021 on copyright and neighboring rights. Who does this affect? The new fees will apply to a wide range of establishments and platforms that use copyrighted music as part of their commercial activity. These include restaurants, cafes, and entertainment venues, including ones offering DJ services, hotels and floating hotels, shopping malls and retail outlets, fitness centers and gyms, airlines that offer in-flight entertainment, radio and television stations, concerts and live events. Important: personal streaming subscriptions don't cover commercial use. One of the main clarifications in the guide is that a personal subscription to a music streaming service does not, by itself, give a business the legal right to play that music publicly to its customers. Personal listening rights are legally different from the right to publicly perform or communicate music in a commercial setting, a distinction that's already recognized in more mature copyright jurisdictions, but it's newly codified here in the UAE. How are the fees structured? Fees are calculated on a sliding scale, depending on the type of establishment, its size, seating capacity, floor area, or number of rooms, and for broadcasters, on annual income. Some examples below. Restaurants and cafes, starting at 1,500 United Arab Emirates dirhams per year for up to 50 seats, going up to 4,800 United Arab Emirates dirhams for 101 to 200 seats, with an extra 20 United Arab Emirates dirhams per seat above 200, capped at 6,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams. Venues with DJ services or live entertainment, higher tiers starting at 2,500 United Arab Emirates dirhams, capped at 8,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams. Retail shops and commercial complexes, from 1,700 United Arab Emirates dirhams per year, up to 300 square meters, scaling up to a max of 20,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams. Shopping malls, starting at 625 United Arab Emirates dirhams for common areas, capped at 50,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams per year. Fitness centers, from 1,700 United Arab Emirates dirhams per year, capped at 6,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams. Hotels, 50 United Arab Emirates dirhams per room, 1 to 2 star, up to 150 United Arab Emirates dirhams per room, 4 to 5 star, capped at 25,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams. Radio stations, 1% of annual income, general, 3%, music-focused. TV channels, 1%, general programming, 0.25%, news. Minimum 1,700 United Arab Emirates dirhams. Airlines, 5,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams to 45,000 United Arab Emirates dirhams, depending on seat coverage. Licenses are valid for 1 year and can be renewed. Who's collecting the fees? Two ministry-authorized bodies will be handling the collection and distribution: the Emirates Music Rights Association, EMRA, and Music Nation. These organizations will issue the licenses, collect fees, and distribute royalties to rights holders like composers, lyricists, performers, musicians, producers, and publishers, depending on which rights are involved. 10% of the total fees collected will go towards a newly established cultural support fund for music, which is jointly overseen by the Ministry of Economy and Tourism and the Ministry of Culture, and it will support Emirati musicians through production, training, and international promotion. Who's exempt? The guide exempts a few categories from the licensing requirement, such as educational and academic institutions, government entities, national occasions, personal, non-commercial celebrations. The ministry has also reserved the right to add further exemptions later on through separate decisions. What this means for businesses. Operators across hospitality, retail, and entertainment should start reviewing their current music usage now, whether it's through streaming platforms, in-house sound systems, or live performances, ahead of the December 2026 deadline. Since licensing is tied to Federal Decree Law No. 38 of 2021, businesses that keep playing copyrighted music commercially without the required license after the effective date could face exposure under the UAE's copyright enforcement regime. Some voices in the hospitality industry have raised concerns about the timing of the rollout, given the broader sector headwinds, though the ministry has framed the initiative as part of a wider push to strengthen the UAE's creative economy and align its copyright governance with international norms. This article is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. Businesses looking to understand their specific obligations under the Collective Management in Music Guide should consult with qualified legal counsel.